Random House Audio presents The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest by Stieg Larsson. Translated from the Swedish by Reg Keeland. Read for you by Simon Vance. Part 1. Intermezzo in a Corridor. April 8th to 12th. An estimated 600 women served during the American Civil War. They had signed up, disguised as men. Hollywood has missed a significant chapter of cultural history here. Or is this history ideologically too difficult to deal with? Historians have often struggled to deal with women who do not respect gender distinctions, and nowhere is that distinction more sharply drawn than in the question of armed combat. Even today it can cause controversy having a woman on a typical Swedish moose hunt. But from antiquity to modern times, there are many stories of female warriors, of Amazons. The best known find their way into the history books as warrior queens, rulers as well as leaders. They have been forced to act as any Churchill, Stalin, or Roosevelt. Semiramis, from Nineveh, who shaped the Assyrian Empire, and Boudicca, who led one of the bloodiest English revolts against the Roman forces of occupation, to cite just two. Boudicca is honoured with a statue on the Thames at Westminster Bridge, opposite Big Ben. Be sure to say hello to her if you happen to pass by. On the other hand, history is reticent about women who were common soldiers, who bore arms, belonged to regiments, and took part in battles on the same terms as men, though hardly a war has been waged without women soldiers in the ranks. Chapter 1. Friday, April 8th. Dr. Jonasson was woken by a nurse.